Hello and welcome to the Knee Pain Guru. This is Bill Paravano, and we have a great question this week. I want to go over. It's from Oleg, and Oleg, I'm going to pick on you. And this is your this. I want to show contrast here of what happens on the other end of the spectrum when the underlying issue isn't addressed. And I see this quite frequently as far as clients or people who go and choose getting a knee surgery first. And that I just had an interview. This is something you want to pay attention to on my blog with Dr. William Stillwell. He's a former knee and hip surgeon for nearly 25 years in private practice. And he was talking about how important it is to go with the non-invasive approaches first. So here, Oleg, I'm going to read your question here. I have had a knee reconstruction in 1987. In 1999, I went for another knee reconstruction again, and since then, I'm constantly having knee pain. I went for Synvisc injection every 1 to 2 years and also consumed glucosamine, but it seems the pain is still there. My specialist informed me that the knee is in critical state, is in a critical stage, and may go for another total knee replacement. I'm regularly jogging, and my current body weight is around 98 kilograms. From your experience, what should I do? And Oleg, this is it. And the piece of this is you've had the surgery. We still need to address the underlying issues. We still need to look at diet. We still need to look at nutrition. We still need to look at the tension patterns that are going on in your hips that are putting the pressure in the knees. We got to get the knees in a position of comfort to take the pressure off of the nerves that are causing the knee pain. And the, joint reconstruction, there are times when it is necessary. And definitely listen to that interview I did with Dr. Bill about how to determine if you need knee surgery or not. However, there's so many ways that knee surgery can be avoided, that it's not always necessary, and there's so many downsides to surgery. And I go into the details when I ask Dr. Bill. He says, you know, you need to have a specific goal in the knee surgery, like you would be when you're shooting a rifle, not a shotgun. A rifle, there's a specific thing you're aiming at to correcting. And if it's just general knee pain, then it doesn't necessarily cut it. So we need to look at other things first. I go over that in my virtual clinic. I talk about that in my ebooks. There should be my home study course is another great venue to address what's going on in your knees. And it's one of those things that, like I said, if we don't address the underlying issue, it comes back again. And, you know, believe me, Oleg, I understand your situation, and I completely have compassion for what you're dealing with. Yet at the same time, it's also an opportunity to help others that are in a situation where it's like, what should I do? How should I address what's going on? And is knee surgery the answer? And, this Dr. Bill was saying that there's a huge risk for infection when you go for a surgery, and the infection can get stuck in the bone. There's a chance for misalignment of the knee, the replaced knee. And there's a huge piece in terms of if you're having issues with hips, address what's going on in the hips first, and a lot of times the knee pain will go away. So that's, it's such a frustrating place for you to be. I get that. And it's just as frustrating for me to hear this, to know what to tell you to do, because at this point, there's so much that's happened. So we still need to go to the basics, the water, the nutrition, the this point you want to stay away from the exercise because you want to get the body in comfort. Once you get the body in comfort, now you have the opportunity. The body is able to sleep better. The body is able to recover quicker. With the water and the nutrition, you're setting up those conditions so the body can begin to heal itself. And then, of course, the breathing ties in there huge because you're looking at the tension in the nervous system. When the body experiences pain, the tension in the nervous system increases, making it more difficult for you to sleep. When it's more difficult for you to sleep, then, of course, the body can't heal itself. This all kind of ties together. And the stretching is a huge part. You got to get in there and stretch. We need to stretch what's going on in your calves, in your quads, in your hamstrings. We need to look at what's going on in the hip flexors, in the lower back, in the pelvis. And this is all, like I said, this creates the conditions that making you getting out of knee pain inevitable. So, Oleg, I'm very sorry for your situation. And believe me, get in touch with me, send me an email. We can talk about different possibilities. One-on-one coaching would be awesome for you. That we're working, that's where I work one-on-one with someone to get them out of pain as fast as possible. We use the information in my virtual clinic as direction for you to go. So that's really important as far as that goes. So yes, that's what I can say about your situation right now. Just to give you an idea of things that are coming up, we got a lot of cool new stuff coming up in the new year. One of the things is I'm working on a live event, and that's going to be kind of exciting. We'll probably have it in the Charleston, South Carolina area. I'm excited because the opportunity for me to work in person with someone is, of course, so much more effective. And being able to show what I'm talking about in real time is very crucial. And there's so many people out there that are experiencing chronic knee pain and missing out on parts of their life that with just a few little things, you know, and I use the example of the safe, the combination to a safe, that everyone has a different combination and we need to get the numbers correct and in the right order. And then the body can unlock what's going on as far as the knee pain. And then you're empowered with that knowledge and understanding of what's going on in your body. And you can begin to enjoy your life and do all those things that you love to do. So that is something you definitely want to keep a lookout for. Also on Facebook, if you are on Facebook, you can go and do a search for the Knee Pain Guru. And definitely there's a fan page over there. You can get in on that. And I post different things on there. That's pretty cool. It allows me to be pretty interactive, as well as check out my blog. Go into thekneepainguru.com. I have a free report there you can download. There's tons of information in there. I'm posting articles, videos, and things like that to educate you, kind of showing you the bigger picture of what's happening with your knees. So anyhow, thank you so much for the question, Oleg. Get in touch with me and for anyone else out there that is confused as to what to do, what their next step, their literal next step is in dealing with your chronic knee pain, go to thekneepainguru.com, put in your first name and valid email address, and I'll get you a free report that talks about all of the things that I'm speaking with on these podcasts. So thank you so much, and I will see you next time.